When the proposal for a new arena was first announced, huge excitement surrounded the deal. Hedge fund manager Chris Hansen wants to build a $500 million facility with private equity paying for more than half of it and allegedly no risk to taxpayers. The city and county would just need to issue bonds with new tax revenues paying back that debt. And the new public stadium could bring a team like the Sonics back to Seattle and possibly lure in a hockey franchise as well. But skeptics have emerged. Chief among them is Seattle City Council member Richard Conlon. He says the deal sets a bad precedent.
For business to come in here and say, when we generate all these taxes, it's just used to pay off debt that the public has incurred. Every other business that comes into town, they establish a business, they pay those taxes. Those taxes go into our general fund to support police and parks and fire and the other things that we do.
Conlon says other businesses could come in and make similar demands for taxes that they generate being dedicated to their needs rather than to core city services. Other concerns include the impacts of traffic from a new arena and fears that it could hurt the local economy by slowing down port operations on game days. Some critics are also saying there should be a comprehensive environmental impact statement before the city and council sign off on the deal. Others want a thorough and independent economic analysis. Tonight's joint hearing before the city and county council may be the last chance for the public to speak out. A decision on the arena proposal is expected in August. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.